have a book of thoughts and dreams in which I read at times, where many a long past joy gleams and hosts of singing rhymes. Hello, this is Franklin McCormick. Years ago, some wise man said, "We cannot conquer fate and necessity, yet we can yield to them in such a manner as to be greater than if we could." Think about that, will you? I'll be back in a moment with a page from my old book of memories. The day is done, and the darkness falls from the wings of night as a feather is wafted downward from an eagle in his flight. I see the lights from the village gleam through the rain and the mist, and a feeling of sadness comes over me that my soul cannot resist. A feeling of sadness and longing that is not akin to pain, and resembles sorrow only as the mist resembles the rain. Come, read to me some poem, some simple and heartfelt lay, that shall soothe this restless feeling and banish the thoughts of day. Read from some humbler poet, whose songs gushed from his heart, as showers from the clouds of summer, or tears from the eyelids start. Such songs have the power to quiet the restless pulse of care, and come like the benediction that follows after prayer. Then read from the treasured volume the poem of thy choice, and lend to the rhyme of the poet the beauty of thy voice. And the night shall be filled with music, and the cares that infest the day shall fold their tents like the Arabs, and as silently steal away. The day is done. And that is Longfellow's word picture of the peace and contentment sought for when the day is done. Before I close the book, I'd like to leave this thought with you. How sweet and soothing is this hour of calm. I thank thee, night. I to my couch, although to rest is almost wronging such a night as this. This is Franklin McCormick, closing the covers of my old book of memories, till we meet again.